50s Mike Duboulé, Radio and Television Arts, 59, writes, I remain active, having survived metastatic melanoma. I'm 80 years young and still playing the bagpipes in the Stratford Police pipes and drums. I'm blessed with a beautiful wife, Nancy, of 44 years, our three lovely children and five precious grandchildren. I've worked for CFRB Toronto, CKPR Fort William, CKCO-TV Kitchener, Thomson Television International Scotland, BBC TV London England, CBC Toronto, CBC Montreal, CITY TV and CFTO, CTV Toronto. I'd love to hear stories from classmates. My email is mduboulet@simpatico.ca. 61 Jeremy Ferguson, Journalism 65, writes, It unsettles here on the verge of retirement, when my graduation ceremony seems so close. My professional life began in corporate public relations, then I worked in freelance writing for 43 years. I wrote about everything from business to food and drink for dozens of magazines until finding my place as a travel journalist and photographer, most prominently as a letter writer for the Globe and Mail's travel section. My notebook, Camera and I traveled through 101 countries, specializing in Asia, Africa and the Middle East. Awards include three ANTA Awards for Excellence in Journalism and Journalist of the Year from the French Tourist Office. My forthcoming journey is 18 days on a riverboat on India's Ganges and Hooghly Rivers. Retiring I am, but not from life. Gord Schlanger, RTA 63, writes, I am the convener of a bi-monthly RTA alumni lunch which has been taking place for more than 8 years and is attended by grads from many years. The one constant is former RTA course director Sidney Perlmutter, who attends every lunch, even at the age of 91. Last year we celebrated his 90th birthday with almost 70 grads. 70s Carol Franks, Journalism 71, has created two Spanish board games, Verbit, and most recently Summitron, which highlights the rich cultures of Spanish-speaking countries and features 800 intriguing fact questions about 19 countries in Latin America as players face obstacles and natural disasters in their quest to reach the summit of a towering Mayan temple. Lorna Tomlinson, Social Work 73, writes, I am retiring after 44 years in the field of community mental health, spurred on by the training I received at Ryerson. Paul Winnell, Business 71, retired as director of the foundation at Upper Canada College in Toronto, a position he held for 25 years. He continues to work part-time for the school. Paul lives half the year in Toronto's Leslieville and half in Rio de Janeiro, where he has a home with his partner Marcelo and their two children Evelyn, 10, and Ryan, 8. 82 John Corselli, RTA 84, has published his first book Frank Zappa, FAQ, All That's Left to Know About the Father of Invention, released in September by Backbeat Books. He writes, I'm proud to join my fellow RTA graduates on the alumni bookshelf, Robert, Bob, Brell, Paul Romanek and Warren Dunford, who have all released books since we graduated from Ryerson. M.J. Henderson, Nursing 82, was recognized with the National Organization of Nurse Practitioner Faculty's Lifetime Achievement Award. A longtime nurse practitioner, NP, educator and gerontological nurse practitioner, she was recognized for advancing the NP profession through her many contributions to quality NP education and advocacy of gerontological issues. 3. Wayne and Diane, Day Rogers, Jennings, RTA 81, maintain, after 32 years of marriage and many adventures, a real passion for the outdoors. Canoeing, camping and kayaking with their children Brad and Celine. They share their adventures on ExploreBackcountry.com. When not in the woods, Wayne continues his 35-year career as a videographer/editor with CTV London, and Diane is with the RCMP as the Director of Communications and Media Relations for Ontario. Cesar Cursigara, Chemistry and Biology 99, is an Associate Professor of Molecular and Cellular Biology at the University of Guelph. He received the Fisher Scientific Award at the Canadian Society of Microbiologists Conference last June, and also delivered the conference's opening lecture, titled Uncovering Biofilm-Specific Virulence and Antimicrobial Resistance Mechanisms in Pseudomonas aeruginosa Using Quantitative Proteomics. Winter 2017 Ryerson University Magazine 41.